Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really, really pleased to have with me Chris Taylor. I consider him a friend of mine now. He's heading up Great Bear Resources, which has had one of the more remarkable new gold discoveries of recent years, the Dixie Project in Ontario. They were on a very aggressive drill program. They just kept finding more gold. They stepped out, found more gold. And now they're starting to drill, do some infill drilling to put together a resource. But just a remarkable story. And then along comes this COVID-19 issue. So we want to find out from Chris how things are going now that, that this scourge of COVID-19 is with us. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
No problem, Jay. Very nice to speak with you again.
It's really good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we are actually drilling full steam ahead, not quite as though the COVID situation was not present. That is not true. We've had to effectively take some serious measures to protect our working population, but by switching to all local labor in Red Lake, Ontario, we've managed to basically isolate all the employees and workers that we have from outside contact and keep the drills spinning. So our big exploration program is still going. And, oddly enough, although we were probably the second biggest drill program in Canada a month ago, today we are the biggest active drill program in the country because everybody else is shut down.
Wow. I know you had maybe the second largest, but so your workers are mostly local, and of course, Red Lake is, it's far away from Toronto or other major metropolitan areas, right? What's the closest to Red Lake? How big is Red Lake itself, the town?
Well, including laborers, workers that are in town, you're going to max out at about 7,000 people at any given time, and there's one highway that accesses the community. So it's actually a good situation for the local people. They can quite easily keep external visitors away. And there are travel restrictions in place, of course, across most of Canada, like there are across the United States right now. And that means that there are effectively no out-of-town visitors in that area. But you do have a mining conscious, experienced labor pool living there. So we are able to monopolize the local labor and keep the drills turning.
Is there a hospital there? A small hospital, at least I would imagine with 7,000 people, there must be some medical facility.
Yeah, of course. It's just that the number of bed spaces there is so limited that you definitely, the best solution for a small community like Red Lake is simply to keep infected people away. And that way they can keep their lives moving along as normally as possible.
Right. But they are, I suppose, testing, hopefully, in case something does spring up that they could isolate people, whoever is infected, I suppose. Hopefully it doesn't happen.
Correct.
But
yeah.
We're seeing across in the United States, of course, the spread is all throughout the country for the most part. And there are some isolated areas, but for the most part. Well, it's really good to know. You are very unusual then. I know a lot of the drilling programs have been cut back substantially. I think in Quebec they shut down the mining industry entirely. What about labs? Are the labs operating, the ones that you use?
Jay, and that was one of the concerns we had. Even if we were able to keep the drill spinning, it doesn't do you a lot of good to drill the rock and then not be able to determine how much gold is in it. So certainly the labs that we use have been, they've had to take some steps to consolidate operations and make sure there are fewer people working around each other, but they're still working as well. So from us, from a landscape of hundreds of companies that are working like we are, right now we're down to just a handful. And, it should be a good position for Great Bear because we can keep producing news throughout this cycle. And I think, given the way I expect gold to react on the back of all this, quantitative easing, aka printing money that's going to have to go on here, I think gold long-term will probably react quite well. And companies like ours in Great Bear who are able to continue expanding their gold discovery and continuing with news flow in the market, we have a better chance than many to, benefit our shareholders through that ongoing activity.
Yeah. Well, we haven't heard of any drill results for some time. Might we expect some soon? I know there are some companies that I've talked to have said, yeah, we have some results, but who's going to pay attention right now? We're just holding on to them. But might we expect some results sometime soon?
Yes, I would say so. In our case, we're confident. We've been drilling continuously since our last news about a month ago, and that means that we're finally getting enough assays back from the lab. And remember, the labs are working at reduced capacity, but they're still working. But we have enough results coming together now that I would expect news in the near future. And the drilling continues to go well. So, this is where we have an opportunity for, the people that are interested in diversifying holdings, their investment holdings into the gold space specifically. I think companies like ours stand to benefit from sort of a generalist investor turnover. I think there's going to be some diversification in investment interest coming up here on the back of all this COVID-19 situation.
All right. Well, I want to ask you about the plans to spin out shareholders into a royalty company. But before we get to that, I'm just wondering if you could sort of refresh our memory again in your existing drill program, what the objectives of that program are.
Okay, that's a great point, Jay. Well, it looks like what Great Bear has found is one of the largest new gold discoveries in many years. I know that's a very broad and promotional sounding statement, but for instance, out of this large LP fault discovery, we've got gold drilled over 4 to 5 kilometers. So this is something like about 2 to 3 miles long. Every drill hole that we've put into that thing, and that's getting to be on the order of over 100 drill holes now, has hit gold without fail. And that's amazing to think that that is one zone that we're drilling off. So what we're going to do is continue drilling what looks to be what the industry calls a tier one discovery. And by tier one, the mines around the world that are characterized as tier one mines, these tend to be operations that can produce, say, 500,000 ounces of gold a year for a period of 10 years or more. And this is really, we still need to drill to prove that this is what we have found. Obviously, this is a discovery that we only made 9 or 10 months ago, so it's still early days, but it's looking very good. And if Great Bear is sitting on a tier one type discovery, the parallel discoveries like this have been, they've certainly netted very large amounts of value for the groups that had them, to the tune of billions of dollars frequently. So right now, Great Bear is it's a relatively small company, a couple $100 million market cap in U.S. dollars. But you're looking at parallel discoveries have almost exclusively made up the core assets of the big mining companies in the world. And that's our goal here, is to continue drilling, ensuring that's the case, because if it is, it should be a value proposition to the tune of multiples of what we're currently looking at as a company. So we want to keep that going. And to get to your question about the royalty spin-out, the basis of some of the most successful royalty companies in the world have been royalties that are owned on these tier one assets. So if we are one of those, then the value of the royalty spin-out that we're undertaking now should be, quite substantial, potentially, similar to what the company itself is worth at the moment.
All right. Talk to us about the spin-off plans, because you did put some news out just yesterday about that. I own some shares. What is the record date? What record date do you think it will be that will determine whether you get some shares in the spin-out?
Well, if you're a shareholder of Great Bear, the mining company or the exploration company, around the end of April, so say around the 28th of April or so, you will be receiving shares of the royalty spin-out company.
Okay. All right. And any more information? I think I saw something like 1 out of 1 for 4 or something like that. So if I had 1,000 shares of Great Bear, I'd get 250 or something like that. Is that the ratio you're looking at?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jay. Give us an opportunity to keep the share structure of the new royalty company tight. That's keeps your powder dry for future transactions and growth. But at the same time, you want to fairly reward, in a sense it's a bit of a dividend, you want to reward the shareholders of Great Bear and distribute the value, the future value of that royalty directly to them instead of to some other company. You don't have a crystal ball. it could be possible, based on the size of the discovery that we've made, that ultimately the project gets purchased by another entity, gets mined by another entity. But this is a way that we're protecting that future revenue stream value for our shareholders in Great Bear.
Right, and it does have to get shareholder approval. I think 2/3 of the shares have to be voted in favor. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So there'll be a meeting at about the end of April where, we'll receive the votes from everybody. Effectively, the people that get to vote were the shareholders on March 16th. It's just regulatory requirements. There needs to be a lag there. Then we tally up the votes around the end of April. And effectively, if you're a shareholder at the end of April and it's approved by the voting population, then effectively you'll get the spin-out shares. For every 4 shares of Great Bear that you own, you'll get 1 share of the royalty company.
All right. Well, it's certainly one of the reasons that I wanted to hang on to my shares, for the long term, of course, but this was really something that I found very attractive, the idea of this spin out, because I do believe that you're onto a very major discovery, Chris, and it should be worth a lot going forward. And I think there have been some pretty substantial royalty companies that have been born out of situations like this. So I think this is really exciting. I guess existing shareholders that are listening to this should make sure that they vote on this issue, right? By proxy or however.
Yeah, the feedback that we've received from the majority of shareholders has been extremely positive. I think everybody recognizes that it's management's intention to reward our shareholders specifically for, what's effectively a very unusual and very exciting gold discovery. So, again, let's make sure that it's Great Bear shareholders that benefit from this over the long term. And certainly, if the project materializes the way we think it is, there's a lot of upside to be expected on the exploration side as well, even well after this spin-out occurs.
Oh, definitely. Well, it is really exciting. I'm very proud to have you as a sponsor to the show, and I'm very very pleased to own shares myself and to have, I think maybe Gwen Preston beat me onto this story, or maybe Eric Coffin, I don't know, I don't care who, but we got our subscribers in early. And it's been a very nice ride, notwithstanding some of the bumps along the way, like the ones we're experiencing now. I do note that they think March 16th is the date that you could vote. The shares that you own was the day when the stock got hit pretty hard. So I'm having an idea that a lot of investors probably got triggered out on that very day. But somebody was buying the shares, but it's going to be interesting. You think it's pretty likely that you'll get a favorable vote, I guess, then probably, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. It's been exclusively positive feedback that we've received, almost exclusively positive feedback from especially the more sophisticated investors that understand the potential value of what they're getting. At the moment, it's not potentially worth that much, but the future value is very substantial. And that's up to us. The continued success from Great Bear Exploration as we continue to drill will build in the value of that royalty over time.
Okay, one more thing then. I believe you're well-funded to continue your drill program through the end of this year. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Jay. Great Bear doesn't need to raise more money until sometime in 2021. We can continue drilling over the intervening time period without pause, and that puts us in a much better footing given the context of the market. I think I'd like to see some additional value built into the story before we issue any more stock.
Absolutely. Well, it's very exciting. Thank you so much, Chris, for being with us, and we'll look to keep up with things going into the future. Thank you so much.